And we are going, we have here in the air, Mayra Blausen. Mayra, both names starting with a name. But we have here for us, WGXC, Mayra Blausen, who is the co-founder and executive director of the Woodstock Film Festival. And she's going to tell us all about what's happening. What's happening, Mayra, with the festival? Any surprises that we're going to have this year?
Well, first of all, good morning. I'm sitting here listening to the rain coming down and hoping that it will stop soon so that the festival will run smoothly and everything will be great. You know, Antonio, you've been to the festival many times, so you know what it's
and
like.
And I love it.
It's really just so fantastic. So it's coming up very soon, September 21st to 25th. It's our 12th annual film festival. And we have a lot of really, really great films and concerts and panels and parties and workshops. And it's just totally chock full of wonderful, wonderful events throughout the Hudson Valley, in Woodstock and in Rhinebeck and in Kingston and in Rosendale. I know, Antonio, that you have a couple of things in particular that you're really interested in, and that is everything that's Spanish about the program. We have this year, really for the first time, the Spanish Consulate of New York is sponsoring the Woodstock Film Festival, and it's been a really great relationship, and we hope to build on that so that they'll come back from year to year and sponsor us and help us program it. So, along with the sponsorship, we have this great filmmaker who's based out of Rhinebeck, but he's Spanish from Madrid. His name is Guillermo Ferres. I'm sure you would pronounce it right.
Guillermo Fesser. He's gonna be. He will be. Fesser. He's gonna be at the show in a couple of weeks. He will.
Oh, good. Really fantastic. He's really, really great. So he's the one who brought. Once the Spanish consulate put this stamp of approval and providing all the financial support. Guillermo has really programmed this section for us, and he brought a wonderful film called Paper Birds to the festival, and along with it also a really incredible concert, which is billing as the Spanish Magic, and it's going to be held at the Skytop Steakhouse in Kingston on Friday, September 23rd in the evening, and it's going to be part of the filmmakers' party. Every year at the festival, we have parties every night. It's Sonia,
that's and yeah. There's no shortage of parties at the festival.
So
I know.
Friday is going to be the filmmakers' party and at Skytop, and it's going to have a very special trip because there's going to be really some of the top Spanish musicians that are going to be performing there live, and you just listen to one of them. Javier Limon, and he's going to be playing with Cristina Pato and a couple of other artists. And it's going to be sort of flamenco-style music along with bagpipers and piano and, of course, the flamenco guitar and a couple of others. And the filmmaker of the film Paper Birds is going to join them as well because he's not only a filmmaker, he's also a composer. Emilio Aragon, and they're all going to be so wonderful. I cannot wait to go listen to them. I think it's going to be such a treat. Like I said, we're showing the film Paper Birds, and Paper Birds is set in Franco's era, and it's sort of like a Brazilian movie that has a lot of really great entertainers and Brazil type of performers. Who really navigates about the whole Spanish Civil War and post-Spanish Civil War. And so that's the backdrop is the Spanish Civil War, and in the forefront you have all these amazing characters and the relationship that develop among them, and they sort of meander through this whole dark era and really light it up with their characters and their stories and the relationships. So it's really a beautiful, beautiful film, and it's so entertaining and fun. And the filmmaker is going to be there. I mean, Emilia Aragon, who's a wonderful Spanish filmmaker and composer, is coming. You know, all this. I mean, he's coming all the way from Madrid just to be with. with us for the film and for the performance. So anybody and everybody who has any affinity for Spanish culture and Spanish music, Spanish film, this is really come because it's going to be a rare opportunity to see so close and personal.
First class, enjoy
all these insights and watching the film and going to the music and getting to know the filmmakers and the musicians. Because, as you know, Antonio, the Woodstock Film Festival is, while it's really great and very high quality, it's also very casual and friendly and intimate, and you actually really do get to meet and talk to the filmmakers. Something that doesn't often happen, I guarantee, because I go to a lot of film festivals,
and often the
filmmakers are fairly guarded, and it's not that easy to connect with them. But in Woodstock, it's very easy. It's just so casual and friendly. So
definitely,
you know, on your listening area, will come and really take advantage of it because it's going to be a wonderful opportunity.
So the festival is starting on the 21st, which is a Wednesday, and yes. It's I understand it's opening with Peace, Love, and Misunderstanding with Jane Fonda.
Yes, we do.
Can you tell us more about the opening night and the film with Jane Fonda?
Peace, Love, and Misunderstanding is a film that was shot in the Hudson Valley about a year and a half ago, and the director is Bruce Beresford, who did Driving Miss Daisy and Tender Mercies. He's an Academy Award-winning director from Australia, and this is a very Woodstock movie. It's starring Jane Fonda, and I think that at least half of the Hudson Valley population has either been an extra in the film or worked in the film, but just knows about it. It's a really beautiful film, and it's worth premiering at the Toronto Film Festival next week, and then it's going to have its U.S. premiere at the Woodstock Film Festival on Thursday, September 22nd, at the Woodstock Playhouse, which is a renovated venue, really wonderful venue, and we're practically opening it with the premiere of this film. And everybody from, you know, Bruce Beresford, the director, is going to be there, and the writers are going to be there, and the producers are going to be there, and some of the cast is going to be there. And we're showing it twice on Thursday evening, once it's 6:30 and the other time at 9. The first screening, the 6:30 one, is sold out. There will be, you can get on the standby line, because there's always standby for every movie that we show, Antonio. There's a standby. Once a movie sells out, there are a lot, like, you know, anywhere between 50 to 60 tickets are still available for standby. So if you really want to go see a particular film at a particular time, don't let the sold-out sign deter you, because you can get tickets still if you get there, say, about 45 minutes before the movie starts, and you get on the standby line, it's very likely that you'll get it. But in the case of Peace, Love, and Misunderstanding, if you miss the 6:30 screening, you can still see it at 9 o'clock. And if not, we have another in Rosendale in Ulster County on Friday, September 23rd in the afternoon. So you can see it then. So we're showing the film three times, and it's really fabulous, fabulous, fabulous film. And a lot of people from the movie are going to be there. And it is the U.S. premiere. And it was shot all over the house, including Woodstock. And it's definitely one of our biggest highlights.
Is Jane Fonda going to be among us, the mortals?
As of now, she's going to be in L.A. She's shooting a pilot.
Okay.
So she will not be able to attend. If anything changes, I assume I'll be the first to know.
Okay.
But as of now, it's not about to happen.
Also, we know that every year at the festival gives awards to some of the artists who come to the festival. Who is being awarded this year so far?
We have a number of special honorees. One of them is the actor Mark Ruffalo, who was recently nominated for the Academy Award. We are giving him the Mira Gandhi Giving Back Award, which is a brand new award that we just established this year, and it's an award that's given to someone in the film industry who has given from himself substantially to his community. And Mark Ruffalo, with his really very strong activism for safe water and anti-fracking. Has really put himself on the line and gone out there substantially to try and save the water of our communities, and we are honoring him with that. So he'll be at the award ceremony, which is running on Saturday evening, September 24th at 9 p.m. at Beck State Studio Productions in Kingston. In addition to Mark Ruffalo, who's really an amazing actor, but also one of the nicest guys that I've ever met. We're honoring Ellen Barkin, the actress, with our Excellence in Acting Award. And we're showing a film that she's starring in called Another Happy Day at the festival as well. And she will be at the screening to do the Q&A for both screenings, actually. We're showing the film twice, and she'll be there twice. And actor Vincent D'Onofrio is going to present the awards to Ellen Barkin.
Well, it seemed like
we're doing one more award, and that is our Honorary Trailblazer Award, and it's given to to Robin Bronk, who is the CEO of the Creative Coalition. It's an amazing arts organization that facilitates and connects artists with socio-political issues in the country that are nonpartisan. It can be... They don't take any sides, and it has a lot to do with the First Amendment. And she's really in the forefront of that, and she's a very, very strong and amazing woman. And actor Tim Blake Nelson is going to come and present the awards to her. So the stage is going to be pretty full with star power, and the awards is going to be really, really fun event. Also, we have this year Antonio Paul Green, who is the founder of the School of Rock. And
wonderful.
He is come on board as our music coordinator. So Paul Green and his band of monkeys, as they're called, who are former students of his, are going to be playing the music during the awards, so that every time somebody comes up on stage or get off stage to receive an award or present an award, the band is going to be playing live music. And the music is all going to be music from movies, from different themes of movies. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And well, we are waiting.
Really excited about the awards this year.
We are definitely looking forward for the festival, which is starting on Wednesday the 21st. And
it's starting Wednesday the 21st with a concert at the Birdsville Theater. It's going to be a really phenomenal concert that actually Paul Green put together for us. It's going to be really, really great. And then it goes, you know, then it's a marathon of movies and concerts and panels and parties.
And fiestas, lots of fiestas there.
The 22nd, rather, until Sunday evening, the 25th.
Well, we want
to... out online, woodstockfilmfestival.com, and you can see what's in store.
Thank you
there's
so much,
plenty
Mayra.
In the store. Yes.
And we know there's going to be at least one movie in Spanish. We're going to go watch Pájaros de Papel. And hopefully next year there will be two movies instead of one.
I hope so.
Double.
I have the feeling we will.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time. We appreciate you getting up this early for us. And we'll certainly see you at the festival.
Okay.
Have a good day,
Mayra. Have a great day.
You too.